crabby old woman. The introductory goes this way. When an old lady died in the geriatric ward of a small hospital near Dundee, Scotland, it was believed that she had nothing left of any value. Later, when the nurses were going through her meager possessions, they found this poem. Its quality and content so impressed the staff that copies were made and distributed to every nurse in the hospital. One nurse took her copy to Ireland, and the old lady's sole bequest to posterity has since appeared in the Christmas edition of the news magazine of the North Ireland Association for Mental Health. If anyone knows the name of the author of this poem, do let us know, but in the meantime it is still unknown. And a slide presentation has also been made based on her simple but eloquent poem. And this little old Scottish lady, with nothing left to give to the world, is now the author of this anonymous poem winging its way across the internet. And it's called Crabby Old Woman. What do you see, nurses? What do you see? What are you thinking when you're looking at me? A crabby old woman, not very wise, uncertain of habit, with faraway eyes, who dribbles her food and makes no reply when you say in a loud voice, "I do wish you'd try," who seems not to notice the things that you do, and forever is losing a stocking or shoe, who, resisting or not, lets you do as you will, with bathing and feeding, the long day to fill. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you see? Then open your eyes, nurse. You're not looking at me. I'll tell you who I am, as I sit here so still, as I do at your bidding, as I eat at your will. I'm a small child of 10, with a father and mother, brothers and sisters who love one another. A young girl of 16, with wings on her feet, dreaming that soon now a lover she'll meet. A bride soon at 20, my heart gives a leap that I promise to keep. At 25 now, I have young of my own who need me to guide and a secure, happy home. A woman of 30, my young now grown fast, bound to each other with ties that should last. At 40, my young sons have grown and are gone, but my man's beside me to see I don't mourn. At 50 once more, babies play round my knee. Again, we know children, my loved one and me. Dark days are upon me. My husband is dead. I look at the future, I shudder with dread. For my young are all rearing young of their own. And I think of the years and the love that I've known. I'm now an old woman, and nature is cruel. 'Tis just to make old age look like a fool. The body, it crumbles, grace and vigor depart. There is now a stone where I once had a heart. But inside this old carcass, a young girl still dwells. And now and again, my battered heart swells. I remember the joys, I remember the pain, and I'm loving and living life over again. I think of the years, all too few, gone too fast, and accept the stark fact that nothing can last. So open your eyes, people, open and see, not a crabby old woman. Look closer. See me. And we're asked to remember this poem the next time we see an elder among us, and that we will all one day be there too. unless we look, when we do see an older person, let us not brush them aside, but look at the young soul within.